Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed for American TV and produced by Norman Lear. A young woman wears a miniskirt and go-go boots. As she sets the dining room table, a young man enters.
Gloria? I hurried back.
Good, you can take out the garbage.
Garbage is not exactly what I had in mind. Come here.
No, not now, Michael.
Why not?
I want everything ready for when the folks get back from church.
Oh.
It's different, isn't it? An anniversary brunch.
Yeah, well, I think your mother will love it, but your father, he doesn't care about anniversaries. I mean, you had to pick out the present for him to give to your mother, and I had to get the card, and he doesn't know about any of this. What do you think he's going to do when he finds out?
He'll have a fit, but then he wouldn't get her anything, and it'll make Mom's day.
What are you running away from me? Come here.
He reaches for her.
Gloria, we have been living with your folks since we're married. We don't get the house alone that much.
Oh, we're not alone. Lionel's upstairs.
Lionel, why?
He's fixing the portable TV for Dad. And then later, he's going to take the present and get some fresh-cut flowers and deliver them together just to make it more romantic.
So that's good as new, Gloria. Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Hey, Lionel.
I'll get
how
the present.
Hey, so what's new on campus with all you angry white social democrats, huh?
Oh, we're shaking them up.
Okay. Hey, where's your father-in-law?
He's at church.
Good.
What, is he still giving you a hard time?
Well, I'm used to him by now. You know his latest kick?
What?
Asking me what I'm gonna be when I get to college. He likes to hear me say, I'm gonna be an electrical engineer.
You say that for him?
Give the people what they want, man. How else do I get to become an electrical engineer?
Here's the present in the card, and Mom likes just about any kind of flowers, so will a dollar be enough?
Crazy. Where I get my flowers, this represents a buck profit.
Lionel leaves.
All right now, Michael. Promise me something. For today, for the 22nd anniversary, no fighting with Daddy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
As Gloria hurries away, Michael pulls her back. They lock into a lengthy kiss as they embrace, their arms wound tightly around each other. Gloria looks up to find Michael gazing down at her. Her smile fades and she shakes her head, but Michael nods insistently.
No, Michael, not now. I don't have any time.
Gloria, they don't get out of church till 11:30. It's a 10-minute walk. We got time to spare.
Not now, Michael. I got time.
You got to, there's one little thing more. It's not going to hurt.
But we have to be downstairs to yell surprise.
They'll be downstairs. Let them yell surprise.
For their own anniversary.
Come here.
He kisses her. Meanwhile.
If you don't like what I do, then what do you bring me there for anyway?
I'm not going to quarrel with you, Archie. It's maybe the fourth time in 22 years you've been to church with me. So I'm grateful for the half a sermon we sat.
Half a sermon was plenty. He said all I wanted to hear. And I've been to church either more than four times in 22 years, too.
Well, maybe it's six times, seven, if you want to include the time we was married in church. Look, I don't want to make no World War III out of this.
What do you call all this?
The table's all set with the good glasses and all. Oh, it's for our anniversary. Look, Archie. Gloria and Mike, they've made us a brunch.
A what?
A brunch.
A brunch, it figures. She's reading Cosmopolitan again.
As Archie hands Edith the magazine, Michael carries Gloria out of the kitchen as they kiss.
Hi!
You're early.
So are you.
Michael sets Gloria down.
We're just gonna go sit down over there.
Yeah, I'll bet. 11:10 of a Sunday morning.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Mom and Dad. Happy anniversary to you.
Oh, my. Archie, ain't this nice?
Yeah. 5 minutes more, we would have got it remote from the bedroom.
Archie goes to the living room carrying a cigar.
Gee, Mom, would you tell him it's normal?
Oh, Archie. How do you want to pick on him when you just had such a nice surprise?
They was the ones that had the surprise. Used to be the daylight hours was reserved for the respectable things of life.
Certain things are no different now than they ever were.
What are you talking about? In my day, get your feet off that furniture. In my day, we was able to keep certain things in a proper perspective.
Archie sinks into his armchair.
Take keeping company, for instance. Your mother and all, when me was going around together, it was 2 whole years. We never... I mean, there was nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. Not till the wedding night.
Yeah, and even then.
Archie turns from his newspaper to stare at her. Gloria carries in a tray.
And here we are. We have the orange juice in here, and then we go in there for brunch.
My, my, how fancy.
All right. Leave it there, huh, Cosmopolitan?
Oh, Daddy, stop it. I think it's very today.
That's right. The in crowd never has a whole meal in one room anymore.
Archie stares.
Well, that's what they say.
You're a pip, you know that? A real pip.
You're married 22 years today, Daddy, so talk real nice to Mom, okay?
Listen, little girl, you just go on and mind your own beeswax, huh?
Gloria serves Michael.
And pull that skirt down. Every time you sit down on one of them things, the mystery's over.
Gloria joins Michael on the sofa.
What the hell is it nowadays? Will you tell me? Girls with skirts up to here, guys with hair down to there. I stopped in a gents' room the other day. So help me, there was a guy in there with a ponytail. My heart nearly turned over in me. I thought I was in the wrong toilet.
Why do you fight it? The world's changing.
That's right. That's what the Reverend Felcher was saying. You two should have heard him. Of course, Mr. Religion here wasn't seeing eye to eye with the sermon.
What sermon? That was socialist propaganda, pure and simple. And don't give me that look. You didn't think it was so hot either.
I said it was different, that's all. But I didn't curse the Reverend from right there in the front.
He never heard me. Besides, I ain't sitting still for no preacher telling me that I'm to blame for all this breakdown in law and order that's going on.
Why not? We're all to blame for not paying attention to the cause of it.
The cause of it? I'll tell you the cause of it. The cause of it is these sob sisters like your Reverend Felcher and the bleeding hearts and weeping Nellies like used to.
Like us?
Yeah.
I think we better eat now.
No. Wait a second. It's you.
Me?
Yeah, that's right. You, the property owner, which with your 24-inch TVs and your 4 slice toasters and your ice-making refrigerators. That's all you care about, Archie, is what you got and how you can keep it.
Oh, well, you'd care about it too, sonny boy, if you had anything. You wasn't living off of me without a pot to peel a potato.
They moved to the table.
Wait a second. You're the one who said I could stay here while I was in school.
I thought it was going to be for a year while you learned a trade or something. I didn't think you was going to wind up in college learning how to be a subversive.
That's ridiculous. I just want to learn a little bit about society so I can help people.
People? Your mother-in-law and me is people. Help us, will you? Go to work.
I know what's bothering you. You're upset because I was nailing you on that law and order thing.
You nailing me?
Yeah, that's right. Now I'm going to tell you something.
Michael.
No, wait a second. I'm sorry, Gloria. I know I promised, but I feel I got to say this. You know why we got a breakdown in law and order in this country, Archie? Because we got poverty, real poverty. And you know why we got that? Because guys like you are unwilling to give the black man, the Mexican-American, and all the other minorities their just and rightful hard-earned share of the American dream.
Archie and Michael glare at each other across the table.
Who said he wasn't smart? That's beautiful, Michael, beautiful.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Now, let me tell you something. If you speaks in your space, want their rightful share of the American dream, let them get out there and hustle for it just like I did.
Yeah, but Archie, you're forgetting one thing. You didn't have to hustle with a black skin.
No, I didn't have to hustle with one arm and one leg neither. So what?
So you're admitting that the black man is handicapped.
Oh, no more than me. He's just as good as me.
Now I suppose you're going to tell me that the black man has had the same opportunity in this country as you?
More. He's had more. I didn't have no million people out there marching and protesting to get me my job.
No, his uncle got it for him.
Archie and Michael have carried their argument back to the living room.
saying is, don't blame me, you, and that Reverend Bleeding Heart Felcher up there in his ivory shower.
Edith gets up.
Now that's enough. Talking about a man of the cloth that way. God could punish you for that.
God? What God?
Yeah, what God?
What was that? Did you hear him? Did you hear her? What was that remark, Sonny?
I think we better eat now.
I want to know what you meant by what God.
It's nothing, Archie. It's nothing. You need God, so forget it.
They go to the table.
That's no way to talk on the Sabbath, Mike.
Stifle,
that's
Edith.
No way to talk to your father-in-law.
Edith, I told you.
I mean, Sunday is a day of peace and rest, and you eat a nice brunch.
Edith, will you stifle?
Archie, we're all hungry.
Will you stifle? Don't touch me. Nobody eats nothing around here. We get this thing straight. Now, Sonny boy, you made a certain referential remark there. So ago, along the following lines. What God, you said. And I heard your wife, my flesh and blood, repeat it. So let's hear it again, huh? What did you mean by what God?
We just don't see any evidence of God, that's all.
That's right, Daddy.
That's right, Daddy. Well, I knew we had a couple of pinkos in this house, but I didn't know we had atheists. Did you know that, Edith, that we had a pair of atheists under this roof?
Maybe if we could just eat a little something.
Will you stifle, you silly dingbat?
I don't want no more arguments.
We are not arguing, we're discussing.
I don't care what you call it, it's still arguing.
We're having what we always have around here, a discussion.
I don't see the difference.
That's because you're a dingbat.
Edith puts on a party hat.
Ridiculous hat off your head. Now, will you stay out of this?
So long as you don't argue.
Edith, stay the hell out of this.
He grabs the coffee pot by the spout.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Get away from me, you meathead. It's all your fault. You nearly bite the hand off.
Well, what did he do?
He helps himself to coffee, then he turns the handle around the other way.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Well, let me see. It really hurts, huh?
Yeah.
Right about in there?
Yeah.
You know what I think we ought to do?
What do you think?
I think we ought to eat.
All four wear party hats.
Give me over the ketchup there, will you?
Oh, ketchup on eggs, Daddy, really.
Daddy really has been eating ketchup on eggs since before you was born, little girl. So don't let it concern you, huh?
Everyone looks over at Archie, but he takes no notice of their disapproval as he sips his coffee.
Archie, that's terrible.
Well, who's for more eggs?
Sure I can't help you, dear.
Not today, Mom. Today you said if I need any help, Michael can do it.
Well, I won't do him no harm, neither. Last time I seen him lifting a hand around here, he was testing his deodorant.
Mom!
Oh, Archie, leave him alone.
Yeah, what do you want from me anyway? I don't have time to do anything. I'm studying 6 hours. I'm in class 6 hours. You know, it's not easy going to college. It's hard work.
For you, it's like building the pyramids. I'll tell you, all that sociology and studying that welfare stuff, I don't call that no hard work.
Oh, Daddy, leave him alone. I think that it's beautiful that Michael wants to help the underprivileged.
Listen, he wants to help the underprivileged. Let him start with himself. He's got no brains. He's got no ambition. If that ain't underprivileged, I don't know what is.
That's it. Mother, we're moving out of here. I'm not going to stay in this house another minute to see my husband insulted like that.
Archie, say you're sorry. If she leaves here, she'll be dead inside a year.
You don't have to worry. They ain't going nowhere.
Well, you don't know what it is, Archie. She can't be cleaning an apartment and cooking and marketing. Why, Dr. Feinstein says she's anemic.
Don't give me that. For $10, some of these doctors will tell you anything you want to hear.
She's the best there is when it comes to blood. My own cousin from the hospital said so.
Your cousin from the hospital empties bedpans. Don't make him out no specialist. I know what Dr. Feinberg said.
Feinstein,
Feinberg, it all comes to the same thing, and I know that tribe.
I'm telling you, Archie, them kids don't leave this house until Mike can provide for her proper.
Oh, boy. 4 years before I even begin to make a living. Seems like forever.
Well, let me tell you, Sonny boy, the same thought crosses my mind at least once a day.
Mom,
Gloria, you married the laziest white man I ever seen.
All right. All right. It's bad enough you got to make fun of me. You don't have to make it worse by attacking a whole race.
Who's attacking a whole race?
You are. You just said I was the laziest white man you ever met.
What's the matter with that?
White man you ever met.
Yeah, you.
Implying that the blacks are even lazy.
Oh, now, wait a minute, meathead. You said that. Not me. I never said your black beauties was lazy. It's just their systems is geared a little slower than the rest of us.
Come on.
If you don't believe me, look it up.
There's no hope for him, no hope at all.
I'm not prejudiced. Any man deserves my respect. He's going to get it regardless of his color.
What do you call them names like black beauties for?
Now, that's where I got you, Mr. Liberal. Because there's a black guy that works down the building with me, and he's got a bumper sticker on his car that says black is beautiful. Huh? So what's the matter with black beauties?
Archie grins triumphantly.
It's nicer than when he called them coons.
Archie glares at Edith. Michael leaves the table to answer the door.
Black beauties is kosher with them. It's kosher with me.
Hey, Lionel.
Hey, how's it
How
going?
You doing? Come on in.
Lionel carries flowers.
You know, in a way, we were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Michael.
Yeah, talking about their prejudice. I'm glad you're here there, Lionel.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Bunker. These are for you, Mrs. Bunker. A present from an admirer.
For me? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I ain't had a present for 10 years.
Gee, I wonder who it's from.
Now, something I want to ask you, Lionel.
Now, wait a minute, Daddy. Let her open her gift
first. Waited 10 years, another minute ain't gonna kill her. Come here, Lionel.
Lionel follows Archie into the living room.
I want to ask your opinion of something there. Now, when you first started doing odd jobs around the neighborhood, one of the first guys to throw a little wake your way. Oh, by the way, did you fix the TV up in the bedroom?
Sure did, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, that's swell. Good boy. Here, put that in your pocket.
Cheaper than a repairman, believe me.
Has anybody talked to you? Now, Lionel, you could say by throwing you these little jobs that in a way I was helping you get some money so you could go to college and you could become a...
An electrical engineer.
Yeah.
Would you ask your question already?
Would you keep your drawers on? And by the way, Lionel, it's a nice looking suit you got on. I mean, it's classy. It's different, you know. I mean, it's quiet. Where'd you get it?
Oh, up in Harlem.
No.
Well, now, I got two more, but one's yellow with stripes and the other's purple with checks. You know, for when I'm with my people.
Oh, yeah.
Archie shrugs.
Well, anyway, Lionel, I would say that you know me pretty good, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I got a bead on you, all right. I know you real good.
Good, good.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the point, huh? Lionel, what he wants to know is if you think he's prejudiced.
Prejudiced?
Yeah.
Against who?
Against black people.
Against black people? Mr. Bunker? Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Yeah, you see that nice guy? You thought you knew him, you thought you knew me. Oh, these liberals. They're supposed to be so sensitive, you know? Well, I'll tell you where this guy's sensitive, Lionel. Right in his tuchus.
Archie returns to the table.
Where? It's a Yiddish word. It means...
I know where it's at. I was just wondering, Mr. Bunker, what's with the Jewish word?
Oh, well, I hear them. We got a couple of Hebes working down a building.
Does he use words like that very often?
Now and then.
I told you, I work with a couple of Jews.
Begging your pardon, Mr. Bunker, but you wouldn't happen to be one of them, would you?
Chewing, Archie turns to him.
What?
Well, I mean, people don't use Jewish words just like that, do they, Mike?
No, not in my experience.
Well, maybe people don't, but I do. And I ain't no Yid.
Well, come to think of it, when your father was visiting last year, wasn't his name Davy or
Dave.
Something?
My father's name was David.
David, yeah. Right. And what was your mother's name? It was Sarah.
Sarah, you had it? My mother's Sarah. Name is Sarah, so what?
David and Sarah, two Jewish names.
David and Sarah, two names right out of the Bible, which has got nothing to do with the Jews.
Now, you don't want to get uptight about it, Mr. Bunker. There's nothing to be ashamed of being Jewish.
But I ain't Jewish.
Look at that. Look at that. See the way he uses his hands when he argues? Very Semitic gesture.
What do you know about it, you dumb Polack?
All right, I'm a Polack.
You sure are. You're a Polack joke.
don't mind, though. I'm Polish. I don't mind. I'm proud of it.
Now, there you are, Mr. Bunker. Now, you ought to be proud you're Jewish.
But I ain't Jewish.
I didn't know you was Jewish.
What the hell are you talking about?
He storms away from the table.
You of all people should know that I ain't Jewish.
You are talking with your hands.
You see, the Jews tend to be emotional.
Now, listen to me, Lyman. Listen, I'm going to give you this once more, and that's all. I am not Jewish.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bunker. But even if you are, it doesn't change things between you and me. I mean, I'm not going to throw away 9 years of friendship over a little thing like that.
Noticing Archie's outstretched hand, he shakes it.
So long, everybody.
Lionel lets himself out, and Archie glares after him. As he turns back to the table, the rest of the family resumes eating.
Well, I hate a smart aleck kid, and I don't care what color he is.
After the meal.
Well, I think I'll go up and lay down and watch a little TV.
Well, wait a minute, Daddy. Mom hasn't opened her gift yet. Oh. Open it now, Mom. Oh,
yeah. Go ahead, Mom.
I just can't believe it. Look, my hands are shaking. Oh. Oh, my. Lace hankies. Look, Gloria, two beautiful lace hankies.
Is that all?
Wait a second. Don't you want to know who it's from?
Yeah, sit down, Daddy.
Come on.
There's a card there, Mom. Open it.
Those are the most beautiful hankies. That's real lace.
Archie lights a cigar.
I just never seen such... Oh, my glory.
Come on, Edith. Who are they from?
They're from you, Archie.
He chokes on a cigar.
I can hardly believe it. I've seen an anniversary gift from you since the first year. Pound is back,
Mike. Keep away from me, meathead. Keep away.
Archie heads for the living room.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try using one. You know, see how I look with it. Some people don't look natural with fancy things.
Edith flamboyantly dabs her lips.
Oh, you look wonderful.
Perfectly natural.
Just don't blow it. It'll go right through.
Oh, Archie, I just don't know what to say, except thank you, sweetheart. Oh, I do thank you, Archie.
She kisses
all right,
him.
You all right, Edith? You get me all wet.
Oh, Archie, I'll bet it's a hallmark.
She glances at the back.
Well, pretty near. Oh, there's a verse inside. Together. Oh. Through all the years I've been with you, we've had our ups and downs, 'tis true. But life with us has just begun. We've yet to have all of our fun as long as we're together.
She turns to gaze at Archie, and their eyes lock. He lowers his as Michael and Gloria look on.
What are you looking at?
And when, my dear, we're all sunny weather, we'll look back on our lives and say it's been a gay, gay lock together.
Deeply moved, Edith looks over at Archie, who meets her gaze uncertainly, then lowers his eyes.
All right. Come on, will you? The anniversary party's over. Let's just all get busy and clean up the mess. The Meg's over there is starting to foment.
Archie, I just don't know what to say. That was so beautiful. Oh.
Overcome, Edith hurries out of the living room, and Archie watches her departure with uncharacteristic tenderness. He looks over to find Michael and Gloria kissing.
And you have to always be doing that. It's as if she was a hamburger.
Gloria stalks out of the room.
Card kind of got to you, huh?
What do you mean, got to me? It got to your mother-in-law, women.
No, it got to you, too. I never knew you were so soft and sentimental.
Oh, yeah, well, you don't know much anyhow. I want to tell you something about yourself. You are a person of very little quality. Got no appreciation for some of your finer things.
Archie, we're talking about a greeting card.
They got some damn good writers writing for them cards.
Come on.
Some of your best song lyrics come right off them cards.
All right. What are you getting so excited about? We're talking about it's a stinking little greeting card. It's not like you wrote the thing.
No, I didn't write it. But who had the good taste to pick it out?
Michael thumbs his own chest.
Go on, will you, meathead?
Archie turns away, his cigar clenched in his teeth. Directed by John Rich. Written by Norman Lear.
By the way Glenn Miller played.
Lionel, played by Mike Evans. Associate producer Jane Thompson. Music by Roger Kellaway. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Copyright 1970 Tandem Productions, Incorporated.